Yo, what's up? It's your boy, the Kid Mario, the human doing fat, baby. I keep it wavy. Today, our good sister's out, but it is a two-man game, baby. The Rainy Mero pick and roll is strong. We are going to be talking about Goonin to Street Fighter DLC. We're also going to be talking about facial recognition technology and how it's spooky as hell and how people are using it to be petty as hell. Also, we are talking about something very near and dear to my heart as an unk myself, paying homage to the unks out there. You know what I'm saying? The classical acts that are in the world. Respect your elders, y'all. Victory light, bitch. Stay right there.
All right, everybody, remember, we got a no-bag policy, all right? Y'all was doing too much, throwing the dildos and shit at the players. It was getting crazy.
That was crazy.
Everybody come up. All right, single file. Thank you. No bag? What is that? A little purse? Open that for me, please. Thank you so much. All right, scan your face. All right, you go inside. Excuse me, sir, shades off, please. Shades off. Thank you so much. All right, scan your face. Go inside. Ben, thank you.
Good time tonight.
All right, excuse me, sir.
How you doing? How you doing, young man?
Yeah, what's good? Why you look familiar?
Listen, I was trying to be a little incognito.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I'm the former mayor of New York City, Eric Adams. Don't you recognize me? Look at that.
Oh, right.
Let me smile real quick.
Right. Fuck!
You see that?
God damn. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Remember, no, I definitely...
Remember me?
I definitely know who you are. All right, then, so, let's just keep it moving and then just go ahead and scan your face.
Hold on. All right, so let me scan my face real quick.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, step back a little bit. Let's try again.
It's cool.
All right, listen,
I did this at the restaurant last night. It's fine. You know what I mean? I'm not concerned.
Sir, I'm sorry.
I have nothing to hide.
Sir, I'm sorry, but security, for whatever reason, you are not allowed on the premises. So I'm just going to have to ask you to step to the side while we figure this out.
I've heard that before. They told me that when I tried to land in Turkey. And I said, no. You must be mistaken.
Okay, all
so
right.
So what's going on is I'm the former mayor of New York City. I thought I told you that. I'm Eric Adams.
Okay, we got to keep this.
See me with luminaries such as Jim Jones and French
Montana. Okay, sir, I understand.
I was smoking hookah with Nims.
All right, we're going to have to keep this moving. Okay, security,
so
we got...
Who are you again? I'm just here to see the Diddy show, baby.
What?
Come on now.
Yeah,
that's what we're here for, baby.
Diddy.
The Diddy comeback tour.
This is
2026.
This is Hobo Johnson reunion. I don't know why.
Who? A what?
Okay, security. Yeah, we got... What's your name again?
Eric. Eric Adams. Eric Swagger Adams.
Security. We got New York City. Yeah, we got Freddie
Madison
Gibbs.
Madison Square Garden is the sphere of New York.
Yeah, we got Freddie Gibbs at the front making a ruckus. We holding up the line. Can we send somebody over here, please?
Yeah, the friends, Eric.
I'm sorry, Eric?
Yeah. Oh, why are you touching me like that?
Yeah, look, we got, yeah.
Man,
somebody
on.
Get Morris Chestnut out of here, please.
Hey, come on, sir, don't touch me like that. You look like you might be Latino.
No, not him. It's him right here.
Hey, come on now. Hey, listen.
Yeah, right here. Old geriatric Tyrese. Somebody get him out of here.
Hey.
Please.
All right, man. Listen, that's the final straw. You said I look like old Tyrese. Tyrese look like old me. It's victory light, bitch.
A victory light. Victory light.
Oh, fuck.
Yo. Yeah. Victory light, baby. We're back. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I'm wearing
right.
a t-shirt and Rainey is wearing a flannel today.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking like the foreman I'm looking at a foreman. I look like a foreman at the world's wokest lumberyard, bro.
You're a foreman at the world's wokest lumberyard?
Yeah.
Or you are in the back room of Rough Trade.
Yeah.
Going through vinyl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but we are back, baby.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Another banger for you guys. Liz Bell, not in effect today, but you got the one and only, the Kid Mero, the human do-rag flap. You know what I'm saying? It's me, your boy, certified yapper in the building. We got Min Tran, the freaky man in the building. And we got none other than Hassan Insane. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Eden, for last week. But the God is back.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
You know what I mean? And the beard is oily because he came in, the house lights was on. You know what I'm saying? I know he put the coconut oil in the beard today. You know what I'm saying? It's looking very luxurious.
That's right. Looking very luxurious. And Dominicans are having a very luxurious moment indeed.
What?
Because the Dominican Day Parade is around the corner.
Yes,
and
sir.
If our 2025 Evo champion, Mena RD, is not on a float, I swear to God, bro.
Listen, this was going to happen. I'm the ambassador of all the culture this year, 2025. If Mena RD is not on a float, I'm pulling my dick out on live TV.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
And maybe, maybe not.
And nobody wants to see that, so y'all better make sure. So y'all better make sure that Mena RD is on that fucking float. And for all of you wondering who Mena RD is.
Talk to him.
Evo champ. What is that? What are we even saying? Well, it's been a long time since Rainey got in his little nerdy bag. So the biggest fighting game competition in the world, which was Evo, just passed, and Street Fighter VI was the main event.
Yes.
And Mena RD was unfucking touchable the entire, damn near the entire tournament.
As usual.
As usual.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, for y'all that are not familiar, you know what I'm saying? Rainey has full commands of the nerdy bag universe, you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
For those of y'all that want to hear this in like layman's terms, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you a few examples. Mena RD is the Michael Jordan of Street Fighter. Mena RD is the Lewis Hamilton of Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Mena RD is the motherfucking Babe Ruth of Street Fighter. You know what I'm saying?
Except Mena RD is openly Dominican, not secretly.
Secretly. You know what I'm saying?
Not secretly. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, so to put it in layman's terms, I wouldn't say he's Jordan. That's more Daigo. I would say he's like the Bron. You know what I'm saying? Like he's
does
like
everything.
Because he's elevating that shit, bro. Oh. He was fucking untouchable the whole tournament.
See?
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? If we got a few fighting game fans out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But grand prize was just under $17,000, which is over $1,000,000 Dominican currency.
Oh, yeah.
Life-changing bread, and it's well-deserved. He was untouchable the whole goddamn tournament. Swept top 8. And it was fucking incredible. And make some noise for Mena RD, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Make some noise for Mena RD. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Mena RD.
Dominicans, we up, baby.
We up, baby.
We are
you know what time it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, you got to play fighting games, man. Play fighting games.
Do it.
Fighting games are incredible.
Do it. This is a famous Raymond tweet. Listen, don't post your fucking PS5 front main page and it's NBA 2K19, 20, 22, 23, 24, 25. Have some variety. You know what I'm saying? Play some fighting games, dog.
Yeah.
I was playing Mortal Kombat 1 last night.
Yeah.
Just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because.
Yeah, just for shits and giggles and blood and guts, baby. You know, you know what time it is, man. But yeah, like, I'm teaching my sons Third Strike now, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. And
oh, shit.
They're both doing shit adults can't do. So I'm like, hold on, we might have something here.
Come
so,
on. Listen.
So you know how you know how people send their kids to DR like for the summer or when they behave bad?
Send it to the Mena RD Academy.
Yep. I'm sending Godric and Griffin. I'm sending my sons to the Mena RD Street Fighter fucking boot camp, bro.
He's like, puppy, we're gonna play. You know, like the baseball players, they do like shoot a fucking bottle cap out of a slingshot.
Uh-huh.
Mena's gonna have them playing on 56K.
Yep, exactly.
Dial up.
Yep.
You know what
Dial
I'm saying?
Up blindfolded. Blindfolded. They're gonna be in a sensory deprivation tank like this. They won't even hear their inputs, bro.
You think he's gonna play a cold tub?
Yeah.
Underwater, like
they're gonna come back monsters, bro. Yo.
Well, on HGH for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, yo, we don't need this.
Yeah, we don't need this.
Why
yeah.
is your head so
they
big?
They're just gonna have brolic forearms. They're gonna like Popeye at age 10. They're just gonna brolic ass forearms from messing with the fight sticks.
Oh shit.
But yeah.
Oh my god. But listen, as you were saying, listen, it's summertime. You know what I'm saying? And
it's summertime, and if it's too hot to be outside, be inside. Sprucing up your skills in fighting games.
That's
you
got to right.
play them for the right reasons, though.
That's right.
You got to play them because you want to learn discipline.
You enjoy it.
You want to learn muscle memory. You want to get your hand-eye coordination up. You should not be playing fighting games if all you're doing is waiting for the summer DLC to drop because you are gooned out.
Gooned out.
Right?
Which is wild because, like Rainey says, you know, let's play games for the right reason, which is admirable and the right thing to say as a 42-year-old man as a 31-year-old man.
Yeah.
But if we reverse those numbers, to 24 and 13.
Oh. Oh yeah. It's a very different conversation.
Young Merrill was a big fan of Ivy in Soul Calibur.
Oh God.
You know what I'm saying?
Young Merrill had every dead or alive. Every dead or alive,
fam,
bro.
I'm gonna get into my little nerdy bag for a second here. There is, y'all know Cammy from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Okay. I have never seen a special ops combatant warrior that wears a thong.
What you mean? You've never seen a special agent in the H&M romper? What are you talking about? In the H&M one piece, bro?
And then she does the kick move and shit, and the yeeks is on like a full display.
Okay, listen. First of all, it's more aerodynamic. All right,
we clearly
it's more aerodynamic.
Never had to thug it out in the jungles of Southeast Asia.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly, bro. You clearly never had to take down Shadaloo by yourself.
Shadaloo.
You know what I'm saying?
So
it's necessary, okay? There's lore behind it, all right? I don't want to hear it.
Oh my God, man. All right, bro. The physics, bro, in speaking of Soul Calibur again, shout out to my girl Taki. She had the full suit, you know what I'm saying? But the physics.
Yeah.
The jiggle physics
was
they
nuts.
Spent a lot of time on the jiggle physics.
They did spend a lot of time on it. Not so much Capcom though, not so much Capcom, not so much Tekken, both of which have dropped the Beach Day / Summer DLC. Yeah. And people are, I don't know. What do you think about this, Meryl? Because my take is like, you could just be normal.
Yeah. So that is kind of my take.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like thinking like, yo, you know, like they're video games, you know what I'm saying? The demo is very wide. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was just like, all right, bro, if you 15, hey, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
you gonna do that
and
anyway.
And you gonna lock your door and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you that's what you're gonna do. Cause there's chemicals in your brain that are like, all the time. But if you this big age, like, dog, just go on the Pino.
Just, hey, subscribe. Find a shorty you like, subscribe to her, to her little page, you know what I'm saying? Order you a custom.
You
know what I'm
saying?
You a grown ass man, bro.
Yeah.
If you pay your own internet and light
Con Ed and shit,
and
bro.
Con Ed, you got no reason to be gooning to fucking to
to King.
To King, yeah.
King Magazine? Gooning to King is nuts.
Yo, you gooning to Beach Day King.
Doug.
Is crazy.
To take it back to super old head, unk status, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got one unk present with me today. Shout out to Hassan. Motherfuckers was going into like Fredericks of Hollywood catalogs, Victoria's Secret catalogs, fuck JCPenney, dog.
Yeah.
In a bra section.
Yeah.
Like Goonin.
Yeah.
Like nasty work, bro. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? But hey, technology is advanced.
This just goes to show, bro, that like technological advancements don't matter, bro. Because remember when that was all you had?
Yes.
Remember when you would find like,
all I have.
Yo, remember when you found like the El Sol free newspaper,
bruh,
and they had the shorty.
Bruh, like El Poder or whatever? La Potencia.
La Potencia.
Yo!
Bro, we didn't have no internet, bro. That was all we had.
We had one page. One color newspaper page of a shorty in a bikini.
Yep, and you threw it away when it got too sticky. And that was it. But now, like, we got resources, gang. Like, y'all don't have to be posting the screenshots.
Doug.
Of Cammy's cheeks. Some of them shits is crazy though. Like,
yo,
if you hit the Raging Demon with Akuma, like they be tooted up on the screen, like on the floor, which was a thing already before the DLC.
But
the DLC now makes it look crazy, bro.
So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, I'm fucking with it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know. Also, like, not on some weird shit. Like, I'm just like, yo, I'm getting everything I want in this game at once.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting action, I'm getting fighting, I'm getting cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's all there for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, shout out to you.
Yeah. Shout out to you.
Shout out to the devs.
That's right. Shout out to the devs. And you know what? Don't be gooning to the stuff, but it's okay. If you're our age, don't do that, bro. You're a grown ass man.
Find something else to do.
But if you the reverse ages of our numbers, you still good. You heard me?
You valid, gang.
You still good. So, You can go ahead and do that, man.
Yo, goon it up, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's summertime. You know what I mean? Turn the AC on.
But people are trying to pin it on the developers as opposed to it being like, like it's not like your responsibility is to not be weird. It's not.
The, yeah.
Because like, come on, bro. Like it's summer DLC. It's beach.
It's beach
vibes.
Shit,
like,
bro.
You go to the real beach and that is what real women are wearing.
Dug.
And real men are wearing. Damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Fam, yeah. I go to the public pool and I see cheeks. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, bro, it's 2025, baby. It's about to be 2026, couple months.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're
crazy.
In the future.
Crazy, bro.
So let the titties hang. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's not gender specific. You know what I'm saying? Because I got titties too, and I let them shit hang all motherfucking day, bro. I got under the titty sweat right now.
A cup marrow in the building, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I got a training, bro.
Yeah. PSA, you not need to wear that t-shirt at the pool.
A victory light. A victory light.
Yeah. PSA, you not need to wear that t-shirt at the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo,
yeah,
fellas. Yo, listen. Thank you, man. Thank you, bro. Damn, I've been thinking about that shit for so long, and I never... ever bring it up. Yo, dog, don't do that.
Don't jump in the pool with a t-shirt. Just be big at the pool, man.
Yeah, dog.
Just be big at the
pool.
Fuck it. All right? I don't need to look under the water and it's you looking like a man of war with your with your 4XLT underwater drifting around like some like a Victorian drowning victim.
Yo, fam.
Like a ghost of some sort, bro, from times past.
A fucking director's cut scene from Titanic and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Get out of here.
Like, I don't need just take the shirt off, gang. Just be big at the pool. We big at the pool right now.
We
that's
big,
just
baby.
What we're doing.
We big at the pool. I'm
you know
not much hang. Yo, it's like the Lizzo Rick Ross meme, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just
hey.
Just be big at the
take
pool.
Take the
man.
Shirt off. Take the shirt off, nigga.
Take this
swim shirt. And that's the shit too, because there's swim shirts.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, for people that have like skin sensitivities and stuff like that. We're not talking about y'all. We're talking about the motherfuckers that go wear the tall tee
yeah.
to the fucking public pool and then exactly like Rainey said, look like the fucking ghost from Pac-Man.
Yeah, looking like them franchise boys doing water polo.
Yo.
Like
synchronized franchise boys.
I fucking don't.
Please put their leg out the water.
I know that's Laffy Taffy and it's not by them, but still, you get the idea.
You understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's the freedom of choice, man. It's
yeah.
the freedom of choice. Like,
you got free will, gang.
You got free will. You could choose. Just take the shirt off. Don't goon to fighting games. It's weird. You can simply not be weird about it. It's like
yeah.
like how people try to people be trying to come for Rockstar and like GTA, saying that like, oh, this game is violent
oh,
and like
it's
and
encourages
like, and it's the developer's fault or whatever. Listen, bro. Rockstar puts those choices in the game for you to
yes.
make. You could have an entire life in GTA 5,
fam, thank
never
you.
Touch the story, never hurt a pedestrian, never so much as run a red light, bro.
Straight up.
You could be in GTA obeying traffic
obeying
laws.
Obeying the laws, dog. Just like literally like, yo, I'm going to take a scenic drive down the PCH.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that
yeah.
that type of shit. But to your point, like, you know, like you said, people have free will, gang. Like, you play... We were just talking about this. Like, you play GTA and be like, yo, like...
I'll be going to yoga.
I'm going to yoga.
I swear to God. Like,
yeah.
I'll be going to yoga
going
in GTA,
to yoga and
bro.
Shit, getting fit. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Then you go back to your crib, get a new fit on your
yeah.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me, I'm going to the strip club.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm drinking until the screen gets, like, mad wavy and shit.
Yeah.
Then I'm going and I'm tipping OD. And then I'm going to the casino.
Yeah.
Not a single shot is fired, bro.
You
know
not a
saying?
Single one.
Unless you try to run down on me in the casino and rob me, then I'm airing you out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, bro, we just hitting on 15.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what I'm saying? We're just sinking them from full court. Fuck it, man.
That's it, bro.
You know what I mean? Which you can also do in GTA.
Like, bro, you can fucking be in a boat, like, just chilling.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Dog, you play cards.
Yeah.
You can live a whole life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So don't blame Rockstar. Don't blame Capcom. Don't blame Bandai Namco, bro. It's up to you not to be a weirdo.
The choice is yours.
The choice is yours.
You know what I'm saying? And I made the choice to shoot police helicopters down with an RPG.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But listen, so now, because of this, you know, oh, it's crazy violent and oh my God, it's encouraging children to do bad things. So what do we do age verification? How about that?
We could do this for the safety of the children, but we could also do it
to gather more data on civilians. I love it. It's positively evil.
It's the perfect plan.
That's right. We tell parents that we're keeping their kids safe.
That's right.
But what we're really doing is gathering their information.
Yo. I can't wait to get that 15-year-old child's social security number.
Yeah. But for what reason? We don't know.
We don't know. Social security won't be a thing when he's 38.
Yeah.
Yo, not but, the financial crimes, Epstein.
Yo, that's crazy. The Wall Street Epstein docket is nuts. Holy shit. But speaking of which, we are inching, pun intended, closer and closer to needing age verification the way people don't know how to act. Because you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that shit ends up being the case for DLC as well. Because the way these kids be goonked out on the internet over some fucking costumes, bro.
Dog.
Grow up, my guy.
The edits be going crazy.
The edits be going stupid. Like, y'all are doing
too much. The maximum.
But but speaking of that and Rockstar, Rockstar plans age verification for GTA Online in accordance with a new UK Online Safety Act that plans to sort of, you know, keep kids safe in online spaces.
Oh yeah,
and
that's why
I'm surprised this wasn't a thing sooner, to be honest, because it's very jarring getting on GTA Online and then being like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, when I catch you, I'm going to smoke your shit. And then their voice, like, you know, somebody steals your car or whatever. Yeah, you're like, yo, when I catch you, I'm going to egg your shit out. I swear to God.
Yo.
And then you hear, no, I was just kidding.
It's a prank, bro.
It's a prank. And then you're like chasing an 8-year-old around the map of San Andreas.
And he's terrified. I just got off of work. I got a half a blunt in my mouth. I'm like, yo, this nigga stole my souped up Beamer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna air your shit.
Yeah. Then you get the 8-year-olds that think they really like that. And they're like,
yo, fuck out of here. Every time I see you, I'm spinning. Word of my mouth.
Yo, suck my dick, bro. Word of everything. Word of my dick. Yeah. I'm gonna fucking spit on you. I'm like, bro.
Then you hear, Andrew, turn that shit off. It's your bedtime. Do you know what time it is?
You didn't even do your ELA homework, Matthew.
I'm not trying to share no online spaces with it. Like,
Doug.
Like, keep that, yo.
It's like the mall shit we talked about in the other episode.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, like, you got a bunch of little YNs out here running around, you know what I'm saying? And by Y, I mean soup, like S-Y, like X-Y-N.
Yeah.
Extra, like, young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, listen, fam, like.
That way, XS, extra small YN.
Extra small YN? XSYM.
XSYM, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they out here. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, like, I'm really not. I got my own in my crib.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to share space with y'all. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know? Especially not like on a server playing GTA, dog. Like,
crazy. The FNs are really taking over. You know the F, you know the F is for?
Fetus?
Yes.
Fetus.
Fetal.
Fetal ends. The fetal ends is out here.
The fetal ends is out here,
bro. Barking on us, bro, on the servers. On like, come on.
I don't want. And like, okay. Bro, the only thing I want to see kids do it online is Roblox Philly Club dance battles.
That's okay? It.
That's all I want to see.
That's it, bro.
I want to see you go. And then you turn into Goku, and then all
that's
I hear is.
That's it.
On the mic, like that.
That's it.
That's what y'all should be
Give
doing.
Give me that, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Tell me I slayed in DTI. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and Dress to Impress. You know
come
what I'm saying?
On,
that's
gang.
That's where y'all should be at.
Please.
That's where y'all should
you know
be
what
at.
Saying? Or South Bronx, the trenches, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever tickles your pickle. Cool.
Yeah. But I'm surprised. I'm surprised this wasn't a thing sooner. But I don't think the ends justify the
means.
You know what I mean?
Nah, man. As an unk, I remember when, like, so, like, as an unk and, like, observing, like, people like my pops and, like, the older generation, I'm like, fam, you know what's impossible to do nowadays?
Yeah.
Have a secret family.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all this technology, bro. Like, back in the day, shout out to Kev on stage. He brought this to my attention. Back in the day, you could have a whole ass family across town. You know what I'm saying?
Or three houses down.
Three houses down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, there was no surveillance state. Now I feel like we're getting so close to this surveillance state that I'm scared to masturbate in my own home.
Yeah. And one day, you're going to, like, listen, I didn't grow up. My father abandoned me, so I don't know what this is like.
It better play up on me.
But, yo. That's like a trigger, bro. That's like my red notebook. Like,
no,
That's like my Winter Soldier red notebook.
No!
You're just pacing. It's me tied up to this chair. You pacing around the room like, El pelea por mí.
Yo, no.
Enciende la hookah.
No.
Ladies free until midnight. Yo. And it's me in the chair with my eyelids taped open like this.
Fucking vein popping right here.
And then they let me out the chair, and then I'm ready to fight for my dad who abandoned me.
Not orphan soldier, bro. It's
oh
sick.
Man.
Oh nah.
But man. Listen, but I know like people who grew up with their dads were all waiting for that day that they took that walk with their dad down the block.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, yo, we're gonna go see somebody right quick. then this random woman comes out the house and you watch him give her some money and then y'all don't say nothing.
Nothing.
And then years later you put it together like this motherfucker, shit.
That's why I didn't get a Super Nintendo.
And then you're some random kid who kind of looks like you has your last name adds you on Facebook.
You're like, wait a minute.
And you're like, hold on.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Why is your phone number area code 809?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is starting to sound less like an issue of surveillance and more of an issue of the increased cost of living.
Yeah.
Exactly. From happening.
Yeah, exactly. That's why Pop's phone was always prepaid.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
See?
You know?
Like, you know, come on. Yeah. It's 2025, and my pops is still like, welcome un chi.
Oh my God, not the chi. Not the chi, el chi.
El chi. That's a SIM card, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. El chi or el sing?
El sing. Welcome un sing by teléfono.
Welcome un sing by teléfono.
Oh, my mom. Tú tienes un teléfono viejo.
Oh, my God.
You have an old iPhone that you could donate to me? I'm like, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, I do, but like,
but
there's
things in there.
Yeah.
You know I'm not trying to.
If you hit backup from restore from iCloud, we're doomed. You know what I'm saying? Our relationship is very different now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
but like we were saying, the ends don't justify the means because, you know, while I'm all for keeping the kids safe, you know what I'm saying? What I'm not on board with is AI scanning your ID, meaning your face, and then they decide that way whether you should be on there or not, which is fine, I guess, to keep the kids off the game, but it's whack because once you check off that TOS, once you check off those terms, you know what I'm saying, those terms of service, and then you give them your ID with your face and where you live, they could do whatever that shit says because you know you didn't read it.
You didn't read that shit?
You didn't read it.
Yeah, because the button was gray.
Uh-huh.
Because you couldn't click it because they want you to read it. Mm. But what they really want you to do is scroll all the way down. And then hit agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know a single motherfucker in the world that has read that shit.
I do.
Like all the way?
Yeah.
Word for word, bar for bar?
Yeah. There's a YouTube channel / like TikTok guy who goes, who like all his videos start with like, hey, I read the terms and conditions, so you don't have to.
And he breaks it down?
And he breaks it down. Yeah. So
YouTube is such a wealth.
Make some noise for that guy. Yeah, hit the button. Shout out to him.
Yo, shout out to you, gang.
You're doing important work, my guy.
For real.
Yeah.
With regular eye.
With regular eye, that's
right. You know
what
I'm saying? Shout out to that.
With HI.
Human intelligence.
Human intelligence.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I was going to be like, hemorrhoid intelligence? What the fuck? I think it would have blown out vessel in his booty hole.
When HGI, bro. human growth intelligence.
That's why he looked like Dr. Yacoub. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But nah, it's like, bro, every day, now, so yes, you got to verify this, that, 2FA, yada, da. Like, fam, like, everything is like scan your face. At the airport?
Yeah.
Yo, look, take your glasses off, sir. Take your hat off. Can you look into this camera, please? Now they got the little sign under it that's like, you can refuse this if you want.
Yeah.
If you want everybody behind you in the line to get the fuck mad at you and start bitching at you and being like, yo, what the fuck, nigga? Nobody cares. Everybody got your data any fucking way.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? You on Facebook, pussy?
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg knows everything about you.
Yeah.
He knows what you ate last night. So now it's like arenas are doing this. So like the Intuit Dome, you know what I'm saying, is where the Clippers play, the Los Angeles Clippers of the National Basketball Association basketball club.
Yeah.
They play in the Intuit Dome, and they have been requiring face scanning to get into the building. It's weird as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
part of me is like, I kind of get it. Because it's like, if you wild out, if you do some wild shit, yeah, it's like hard to find, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you do some really out of pocket shit. I'm not talking about like being like, hey, fuck you, you suck. I'm talking about like,
everybody get on the fucking ground.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Yeah. I don't want to come in. Yeah. I swear to fucking God, yeah. I will fucking end this shit right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to find that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if he's in section 380, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, I understand that. But fam, that's, like you said before, that's not likely,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And also, like, y'all doing devious shit with this information.
Yeah, y'all,
you
know, doing, I mean? Y'all doing devious freaky shit with this information. Also, like, listen, man, as a fan of Blade Runner, I have no mouth and I must scream, the end of reality, this is all happening at the same time, and it's a little too tinfoil fitted for me. Like, IG now having a maps feature, are you outside of your mind, bro?
Bro, today?
Today?
Bro, Twitter did that shit in like 2008, and they were like, oops, sorry.
Yeah.
They got rid of that shit in like 8 months, dog.
Yeah, bro.
They were like, oh shit, never mind. Like, yo, oh yeah, let me just put a tracking device on everybody in the fucking world.
Hell no, bro.
I'm good.
Crazy.
I'm good, champ. You know, for everybody out there that's like, yo, this is my man's IG. Like the fucking Young Thug Woody situation.
Oh my god, like, bro.
Imagine Woody following you.
Yeah.
Like around town.
Yeah.
Like, hey Shady, I'm just trying to, I see you at McDonald's right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you get that, you get that crazy voice note from the from inside of the Corolla.
You're like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I hear the same noises that I hear around me in this voice note. What is going on?
Nah, absolutely not, bro. Absolutely
only
not.
Only one person should have the IG tracking feature, and not on them, but access to it for everybody else. And that person is Luigi Mangione.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? He's the only person who's trying to track the ranges.
Yeah, man. And also, like, I hate the excuse that I have nothing to hide. Like, oh, well, I have nothing to hide. I don't have a problem with it. I have plenty to hide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, my fucking dick, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the fucking nasty shit I be saying to Shorty. Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. Nobody should know where that I'm on nasty timing. But this shit is gonna, man, this location shit gonna get a lot of people hemmed up, because I feel like it's, I've looked on the map and it's people sharing their location that I don't think know that it's on.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
It's on. Yo, listen.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm gonna speculate. If this shit is just automatically on and you don't turn it, like, you know, hey, try this free for 1 month. It will automatically renew you.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you fucking forget about it.
Yeah. Dog, if that shit is on and you ain't forget, and you forgot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so turn that IG shit off, man. Turn that IG location shit off unless you want to get lined, bro.
Yo, for real?
Crazy.
A victory light. A victory light.
And this is the most embarrassing way to get fucking boomed.
Yeah.
Is somebody watching your stupid avatar walk up fucking Southern Boulevard?
Yeah.
So it's just two stupid avatars bumping into each other?
Yeah.
And that's the screen grab they're using in court?
Yeah.
Like, yo, when this guy with the guy holding the money phone.
Yeah.
He's the suspect. The victim is the guy who just has,
as you can see, he's holding the 6-piece spicy nuggets. He's and as you can see, minutes later, there are 4 of the 6 spicy nuggets on the floor. Now, as you can see, clearly he had time to eat at least 2 nuggets. And keep in mind, this is from Texas Roadhouse on East 180th and Crotona. And Crotona Park.
Like, dog, it's man. I have so little respect for courts now, I will lose all respect for courts.
Yeah.
If y'all start using Instagram locators,
bro,
in evidence,
everything is the feds. Everything is the feds. The streets is done. Listen, New York City has an 80% solve rate for homicides. Now there's location services on everywhere. The NYPD has the biggest budget of any fucking police force in the world, probably. Only second only to probably Mossad. You know what I'm saying? So streets is over with.
Yeah.
It's done.
It's crazy because I used to tell, like, back, like, Unk days, I used to tell, like, you know, people, like, yo, get the fuck out of here, bro. Why you being paranoid? Nigga, you sell dimes.
Yeah.
Like, relax.
Why you being paranoid? Nobody's after you.
Nobody's after you. Now I'm like, yo, bro, turn that shit off.
Turn that shit off. Yeah. Like, yo. And you could be like, yo, I applied for housing lottery. The minimum was 90K. I only make 82 though. And even then, I'm like, no, you better turn off. Yo, turn your phone off, gang.
You're wilding.
Yo,
matter of fact, put it on the floor.
Yeah. We start moving like The Wire.
Yeah.
Yo, we get out the Uber, yo. What I said, man, no talking in the cars, man. Come on, man. Come on, you're doing too much, man.
You're doing too much. Now we got to light the car on fire.
Yeah.
And drive it to the river, bro.
Yeah. Yo, so turn all that shit off, man.
All of it.
Because it used to be, yo, ain't nobody looking for you. Now, everybody knows where you at.
Everybody.
Turn all that shit off, because when you go to Intuit Dome, they're going to scan your face anyway. And, you know, while this may be, oh, guys, it's a security measure to keep you safe. I get that, but also we got to look at the dark underbelly of it. We got to look at how they're perpetuating surveillance state agenda. They are trying to move closer to a cashless society.
Oh, yeah,
which
brother,
you know what I'm saying? Which takes out, you know, which locks out a whole subset of people who typically tend to be on the poorer side. Basically, whoever anybody deems an undesirable, you know what I'm saying? People with bad credit who ain't got it like that. People on people with the GoFundMe with no bread in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people with the...
Our goal is $28,000. We got $58.
Yeah, like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up. And I'm ultimately not for it. I get it, but I'm not for that shit, bro.
Yeah,
that shit is crazy. Because it's crazy, bro, like, how... Speaking of domes scanning your dome, there's... MSG is doing this shit, right?
Yes, yeah. Bro. Yes, in the most foul way possible. Because okay, so shout out to at FWMJ. You know what I'm saying, on Instagram. Check him out. Very important person. If you don't know, get to know. He made a shirt for his mans,
mm-hmm,
that simply said Bandolin.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Knicks colors with basketball.
You know, joke shirt. Yeah. Like a little novelty joke shirt. Whatever. Ha ha. You know what I'm saying? Friend wears it to the arena. Bow, banned. You know what I'm saying? Then, 4 calendar years later, FWMJ attends an event at MSG, and they're like, yo, hold on. They did like when I try to touch the cameras when we rap, and Min is like, yo, hold on.
Yeah.
Yo, hold on, champ.
You got to do the intro.
You're not
off the hook?
Yeah, nah, you
it
got
it.
You
was
got
at it. The, for context, it was at the Cleo Soul show at Radio City back
Cleo
in March.
Soul? Cleo Soul, damn, I thought it was MSG.
At Radio City. Wait, hold on.
So he's banning these motherfuckers from everywhere.
Hold on, so you telling me this guy made a shirt for his mans. His mans wore the shirt.
Yes.
He got banned from MSG, which is where the Knicks play.
Yes.
And then his mans that made the shirt got banned 4 years later somewhere else?
At Radio City Music Hall.
I have no mouth and I must scream.
Yo, fam. Two different venues, you know what I'm saying? Under the same ownership, whatever, you know what I mean? But fam.
Guys.
Yeah. It's like the new version of the picture of, yo, I stole something at Fine Fair.
Guys.
You know what I'm saying?
This is not normal, bro.
No.
Making a shirt for your friend that gets him banned somewhere should not have Reaganomic effects.
Yeah.
On your attendance, Doug, at other places.
Fam.
What the fuck is going on, bro?
Doug, listen. You know what it is? Motherfuckers just want to ban you from having fun. Forever, for life.
Yo.
Forever, for life.
I'm starting to feel like, fuck, what's her name? Redhead actress, actor shorty. The one that you know.
Natasha Lyonne.
I'm starting to feel like her. I'm like, you know, guys, am I crazy? Like,
yeah,
what's going on?
What's
here? Like, are we just all fine with this?
Yo.
You know, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Mero. Jax Media.
Doc, where's the shit, bro? Doc, listen, man. Look, the only acceptable use for this that I can even think of.
Yeah.
Like, even hypothetically.
Yeah.
Is, I don't know if you heard about this.
Did you hear about this?
Diddy's attorneys.
Oh, God.
Have... let slip a little, you know what I'm saying, a little info about his plans for the future. And his plans for the future seem to contain a comeback show at the world's most famous arena. You know what I'm saying? And in that case, I'm like, all right, bro, like,
yeah, scan our faces.
Yeah, scan everybody. Yeah, everybody in that moment.
Everybody gets scanned. Yeah, fuck that. I'm sorry. Yo, I am pro surveillance state in that case.
I just need like a scan going over the crowd the entire time.
Hold on. So, like Batman, like Morgan Freeman in front of the screens in the Batman movie. Yeah. It's gonna be you and me. I'm gonna be like, this is wrong. And then you're gonna be like,
unnecessary evil.
It's a necessary evil, Alfred.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Actually, Morgan Freeman's character wasn't Alfred. It was actually Lucius Fox, who designed all the tech for Batman.
God damn it, Commissioner Gordon.
See, this is what I'm talking about, all right? You let these casuals into the fan base. And then they just get stuff wrong. It's ridiculous.
Yo, stop gatekeeping, bro.
Oh God. No, but that is that for real? Like is that dead ass? Like,
fam, he wants to pop out and rebrand, do PR.
So his lawyer,
he's doing.
I don't think it's rebranding.
He's just branding. He's doing what Cuomo is doing with the mayoral election.
Uh-huh.
He's just doing it with MSG. He's just saying, I'm gonna come back here. Y'all know, y'all fuck with me. Hey.
Oh my God.
Hey, all the unks and the aunties. Hey. He's banking on people having a Pavlovian response to the special delivery beat dropping.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And like all about the Benjamins and shit like that.
And let me tell you something. If and when that show happens, I'm gonna be outside that motherfucker like Denzel. I'm gonna be outside that motherfucker like Denzel in Training Day. I'm gonna be like, I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Shoe program. Some motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
You know that mean? Spittle coming out.
Yeah.
Yo, fam, listen. Look. I am. Like, I grew up on Bad Boy records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it hurts to not be able to be like, you know what I'm saying? To Harlem Shake, to like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to the little bicycle bell.
To Harlem Shake, to where to party at?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't hit those no more.
Bro,
yeah.
Why would you do this to us?
Yeah. There's certain, you see, this is how they get you, bro. Cause those people belong on a list. They gotta be on a list. You gotta let them scan their faces. Yeah. I need to know who is over there, bro.
Yo, who don't care about this?
Right.
Like who's like, yo, it's cool.
Certain things I'm okay with scanning my face for. Like Sabrina Carpenter, Earth, Wind, and Fire, crazy.
That's fire.
Crazy.
Shout out to her because you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, this is not Yacoubian glazing. This is just an artist respecting another artist.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire are canon.
Yeah.
They are canon. They are fucking the pinnacle of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
They're in the graduating class of Quincy Jones.
You feel me?
They're up there.
This is a different level, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, I play basketball.
Yeah.
But so does LeBron James. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's a different,
we're playing different games.
It's a different class.
You know what I mean? So Sabrina Carpenter, shout out because she's very popping right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And she has the opportunity to put the XSYNs the XSYNs onto classic shit like Earth, Wind, and Fire. And there's a lot of, I feel like that's like a trend that's happening now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like there's other people doing it.
Yeah. So it's not just Sabrina Carpenter. Lately it's been quite a few acts. It's been quite a few. Hold on. Let me take that again.
Hold on, before you say that, this is how fucked up. How old is Sabrina Carpenter?
24, I think.
24. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, like, if they do promotional assets for Sabrina Carpenter and Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they put Sabrina Carpenter on a couch with Earth, Wind, and Fire standing behind her, y'all know what y'all doing.
Oh, that's, yo.
Y'all know what y'all doing.
All right, man.
Y'all know what y'all doing.
By the way, sorry, correction, she's 26. not that makes Mero's diabolical hypothetical any better. But she's 26 hey, years old.
We talk about ads, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like the subtext?
Yeah.
The gooner is in the room with us.
The gooner is in the room with us. Yo.
Be careful, Patrick. There's a gooner on the loose.
SpongeBob, the gooner is on the couch.
He's right like behind me, isn't he?
Yeah. But yeah, Sabrina Carpenter bringing out Earth, Wind & Fire at Lollapalooza is just the latest example of a lot of younger acts sort of bringing the OGs out on stage with them.
Damn. You know what I just realized, bro?
What?
Just, I said that, now somebody's going to make that image.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you
feel... I let the intrusive thoughts
you
win.
You feel good about yourself?
I feel horrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to do seppuku after this.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Sit with those feelings for
Did
a minute.
Did you just say seppuku?
Seppuku?
Oh, my God. You're going to commit the righteous act of seppuku.
Seppuku, thank you.
And reclaim your honor. Yo. Contemplate those actions while I list off the other people that have brought out OG acts.
Talk about it, you sick freak. Talk about it.
So... You know, Sabrina Carpenter, Earth, Wind & Fire, that's just the latest example of younger acts bringing out OGs on stage with them. But also at Lollapalooza, Olivia Rodrigo brought out Weezer.
Damn.
Dua Lipa brought out Jamiroquai at Wembley. And Kia and Mbassi brought out Tommy Wright III historic Sugar Hill Supper Club. Crazy shit.
Shout out
to Tommy Wright III, man.
Finally, yeah. Bro. Getting flowers.
You know what I'm saying? Flowers. So the question is, right, is this genuine homage or is this something for the parents? Like, is this something, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We did, see?
Yeah.
We do pre-pro, bro, and I'd be like, yeah, word. And then I'm like, my brain is just like, hard reset.
Yeah.
You have no contacts. Yes. A lot of times, like, these are younger acts, you know, Sabrina Carpenter. Like, I don't feel like the aunties are pulling up to the Sabrina Carpenter show. I feel like it's a lot younger crowd.
Yeah.
So with the younger crowd comes a lot of chaperoning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't say chaperone. I said chaperone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the redhead shorty. So I think, like, you know what I'm saying? My theory is they put these in as homage, but also as like, yo, I'm gonna throw you a bone, unk.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Like, we know it's a few of y'all in here that paid $240.
Yes. Yeah, you just paid $58 for some chicken fingers. Yeah. Here's something for you, gang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
So, and it's funny because it's like, a lot of those shows, like, as a dad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you
like,
just did this, right?
Like, I went to go see Tyler, you know what I'm saying? I don't know all the words, you know what I'm saying? But great music, you know what I'm saying? My kids was in there hype,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But then at a certain point, like, Yachty opened.
Okay.
And he did, like, my shit. Like, he did Coffin and shit.
Oh, okay,
like,
okay,
like,
nice.
We saw the sun and shit like that. I'm like, yeah, this is my shit. They're like, yeah, this is cool.
Uh-huh.
This is fire. But, like... Throw the unks a bone. Throw the parents a bone. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, when Sabrina does her thing and brings out Earth, Wind & Fire,
yeah.
They pan to the crowd. All the kids are sitting down, and it's just like, party up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You motherfuckers do the electric slide? All the kids are like, what's this?
Yeah.
What's this? But then you learn, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So it's everything. It's bringing together, you know what I'm saying? It's bridging the gap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's having a good time together. You know what I'm saying? We talked about this shit in relation to like Pixar movies.
Yeah.
Where they'll put like adult, like kind of adult themes in them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to keep you entertained. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, yo, fam, it's 8 a.m. We here at the opening matinee because I'm cheap.
Yeah.
And I'm about to fall asleep in this motherfucker.
It's movie Tuesday. AMC and Bay Plaza.
I have the movie pass.
This shit was $7.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? We're going to watch everything. What you want to watch?
Yo, like, facts. We watch, yo, bro, I don't give a fuck if you don't want to watch this documentary about Cuba.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's on one screen.
Yeah, yeah.
We watching this shit.
And then you look down in the aisle and it's an afro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who that one guy is.
Yeah.
It's Uncle Victor, baby.
Yeah.
It's Uncle Victor. Uncle Victor at the newest Werner Herzog documentary on the Cuban Revolution.
He's like, yo, this is amazing.
He's going to turn around like, can you guys quiet down back there?
Please.
Like,
I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
That actually happened to me about 10 years ago.
What?
Yo!
I went to go see Dear White People.
Uh-huh.
And then I look forward into the crowd and I see a dude in Afro and I'm like, who could that be? He's like chilling, heckling with his friends. Oh. Turns out it's Bill de Blasio's son.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Damn.
Yo, I was like, who was it, Colin Kaepernick? Who could have been?
Yeah, who could have? Yeah.
Bill de Blasio, someone with the fro talking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fire. See?
That is fire.
Shout out to him.
But I also think there's an aspect of like fuck you money involved.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like if, like, I would do the same thing, like, because I'm an artist, right? So, like, I feel like when I get there, bro, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want. Like, Bad Bunny shit, like, the tour bus through the Bronx for no reason.
No reason.
I'm doing all of that. So I don't blame none of these younger acts. Like, yo, we got enough bread to bring out this person we respect. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You know?
Yeah, fuck
like,
it.
If I had the money, bro, like...
I'm bringing out Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how.
Somehow. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm busting open the Necronomicon and I'm summoning Michael Jackson's ghoul on stage.
He just comes out on stage like...
Goes on stage full Thriller makeup. You know what I'm saying? It's not even makeup. He just looked like that now.
He just looked like that now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I would do? I would play a show at the CNC on Fordham. In the basement, and I would bring out Gefaffelstein, and I would confuse all the Guyanese security detail in the CNC. Shit.
Bro, when you said CNC, I went for the straight for the low-hanging fruit, and I was like, CNC Music Factory.
No.
Brilliant.
Nah, CNC Department Store, bro. Department Store. We're going to get the PA jumping in that motherfucker, bro. Listen, I'm playing a show on the 4-train platform, and I'm bringing out Swedish House Mafia, bro.
Yo!
They're not going to know what fucking time it is. It's Victory Life, bitch.
Yo! It's going to be one white girl, and they're like,
yes. Yes, baby. You know what time it is.
I love that.
That's right. Look out for it, baby. The one gentrifier on Bedford Park Boulevard is going to be going crazy.
Caitlin going like this.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
That's
right. Just on Subway Takes.
That's right. Cagney Lynn going to be going crazy.
Cagney Lynn! If you know, bitch.
A victory life, baby.
Victory life, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know who that is. It's yes, the Rap God. Yep, God. Radio Valle, the one and only. And it's your buddy, Kim Arrow, the human do-rag fly, baby. We keep it wavy. Of course, super producer in the building, Min Trey, the freaky man. You know what I'm saying? And also,
Hassan Insane, baby.
Yeah. Our sis will be back next time. You know what I'm saying? We traveling light today because we doing illegal things. See y'all next week.
A victory light. A victory light.